speculation about changes to the age pension has already sparked a backlash. There are growing demands instead for tougher rules on superannuation. The federal government's laid the groundwork for pension changes in the May budget. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.
Tony Abbott made a clear promise on election eve last year.
No cuts to education, no cuts to health, no change to pensions, no change to the GST.
Labor's finance spokesman Tony Burke says the opposition hasn't forgotten.
They made an election commitment that they would not be changing the pension, and we intend to hold them to account on that.
The Treasurer Joe Hockey's created an expectation that people will have to wait until they're 70 to be eligible for the pension, but hasn't said how far into the future that might happen. He has some political cover for doing it because the Labor government lifted the eligibility by 2 years so that it will be 67 by 2024, as the Social Services Minister Kevin Andrews points out.
They can hardly argue about us doing something which they've done themselves.
But Labor is raising concerns about the potential changes. Tony Burke says it would be unfair if the pension rules are toughened, but Mr Abbott's paid parental leave scheme is not.
I don't know what sort of twisted priorities would lead someone to look at some of the people on the lowest incomes in Australia and say that's where you target, that's where you land the axe. And at the same time, in the exact same budget, say that you have no trouble finding $5.5 billion for the paid parental leave system.
Mr Hockey's indicating the government might use the budget to announce a change to the way the aged pension is indexed, finding a less generous option than the current one. Stephen Anthony, Director of Budget and Forecasting at Macroeconomics, supports changing indexation.
And what it means is that really no one feels that adjustment, because what happens is that their benefit rises by less than it otherwise would. It's not cut in any way.
But Ian Yates from the Council on the Ageing questions the fairness of making pension indexation less generous if superannuation rules are untouched.
Yes, pensions are costing us about $40 billion a year. So are the concessions on superannuation. But in terms of the superannuation concessions, about a third of those, that $40 billion, is going to the top 10% of earners, and none of it's going to the bottom 10%. So if we start playing with things like pension indexation rates, we're actually hitting people who are dependent on the full pension while we're subsidising the superannuation of our highest income earners.
Mr Yates says his organisation's deeply worried about lifting the pension age because it would mean older people end up on the much lower unemployment payment.
Age discrimination is alive and well, regrettably, in Australia. Long-term unemployment amongst older Australians is rife, 150,000 of them on Newstart, which is not livable, and we're going to extend that for another 3, 4 or 5 years. We're already increasing the pension from 65 to 67, and those people are going to have to deal with that issue.
Stephen Anthony from Macroeconomics is pushing for big changes, but says the most vulnerable can be protected if those changes are carefully directed.
To better target the age pension to those seniors that really need the pension, you know, people with incomes of, say, less than $50,000. But if you have an income of greater than that, do you really need to receive the age pension? And do you need a number of other benefits, such as the seniors' concession and such as health cards and other things that pensioners get right now? If you have a comfortable retirement, why do you need government assistance?
Cassandra Goldie from ACOS, the Council of Social Service, is calling for the Treasurer to target pensioners with significant assets.
Well, we should look first at where the age pension is, we believe, poorly targeted, and people are receiving a part pension when really they don't need it. We fully support reviewing the asset test and making that slightly less generous than it currently is. Right now, you can own a multi-million dollar home and in addition have over $1 million in investment assets and still qualify for a part pension. We think that the income investment pool should be pulled back to below $1 million. That would save us $1 billion if we made that one single change. And also superannuation reform. It's clear that it's far too generous for people who are going to be independent in their post-working life anyway. Those tax concessions should be retargeted. The ability to use superannuation as a tax minimisation vehicle needs to stop.
Cassandra Goldie from ACOS, ending that report from Louise Yaxley.